Welcome, everybody, to our West Coast Team Reactive call. It is Thursday, December 5th, 2013. And tonight, we're going to go over a couple of things. There's been some questions about detoxing and dosages, and I want to talk about 22 Social, Google Hangout, and also the website, the web page that I created for our team. So first of all, there was some questions about dosages with the SIA. And we know that a SIA recommends 2 ounces twice a day as a standard dose. And whenever I speak to somebody new, I was speaking to somebody new yesterday on Facebook for the UK, from the UK, and she asked me, well, what's, you know, how much am I supposed to take and for how long? And my words were, well, a SIA recommends 2 ounces twice a day and recommends that you stay on the product for 3 months. And that way, if you say a SIA recommends, you know, it keeps you from diagnosing or prescribing, as they say, without a, you know, without a license. So a SIA recommends 2 ounces twice a day. Now, you all have that little questionnaire, the form, you know, the one that you're supposed to print out and give your person when they start. You all know which one I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one. On the front of it, it says a SIA, healthy self, empower your body to heal itself.
Heal
thyself.
Isn't that the old one?
I don't know if it's the old one. It's the one I use.
Yes, it's the old one.
The one that talks about detoxing?
Yeah, it's the one that on the second page it has the table that you have to fill out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So in the back, okay, and then it has product usage instructions, and it has facts and recommendations, and then in the very back it has the healing process, okay, which is basically Herring's Law of Cure. All right, and so now, I don't know if I've told all of you this or not, but I think I have. But the most important thing when you have a new person is that you make sure that you give them this, the questionnaire, and tell them to fill out the first table, okay? And then they fill out the table, they put the date that they're filling it out, and then have them read. What I do is I give it to them, and then I have them read through it. Okay, before they get their ASEA. Then when they get their ASEA, what I say is, okay, let's talk when you get it, and we're going to go over it. All right, and then I go over it very carefully, every line with a fine-tooth comb, and make sure that they understand every little thing. And the most important thing is that very back page and going over the healing process, because eventually everyone on ASEA will have a healing. Okay, they will go through a healing. And a lot of times what that means is that they're going to detox. They're going to get, you know, they're going to get rashes, or they're going to get nauseated, or they're going to get a lot of diarrhea, or they are going to feel really, really, really tired all of a sudden, and they're going to say, oh, this ASEA is making me sick. That's what's going to happen. And that's what I've experienced with herbs as well. So it's really important in the very beginning when you put somebody on ASEA that you go over this form with them, and especially that back page of the healing process. And one of the things that came up in the last couple of days was talking about somebody that had a rash, and they thought that it had to do with ASEA. Come to find out, it didn't have to do with ASEA. However, we did have somebody that as soon as they started taking ASEA, they gained 5 pounds. Instantly. I mean, it was like boom. And that was not a quote-unquote reaction to ASEA. ASEA was not making them sick. Okay, ASEA can't make you sick. What it was ASEA was helping their body detox, and their kidneys couldn't handle it. Okay, the person had weak kidneys. So what happened is they instantly gained water. Okay, so the person did what? They freaked out, right? The first thing they did is they freaked out. I mean, they did contact my associate and said, okay, what's going on? Why is this happening? And they said they're going to stop it. And what they should have done is not stopped it. What they should have done is just backed it off, okay, brought it down to half dose or even a quarter dose. Okay, so if somebody comes up with a cold and they want to work through it, they can stay at the same dose or they can even increase the dose, okay? But if somebody is detoxing and having a hard time and they feel really bad, and they just, you know, oh, ASEA is making me sick, I can't handle it, the best thing to do is back it off, okay? And on the very, what I'm getting at is the very back page here, on page 4, it says, what should I do? If your symptoms are severe, take the following steps. Reduce your dosage by 50%. In extreme cases, you can lower the amount to 1/2 to 1 ounce per day or spray your tongue 5 times a day for a few days. Then increase by 1 ounce per day as tolerated. Increase your intake of water to speed the detox process. The recommended water consumption is 1 ounce, and we know that, per every 2 pounds of body weight. Okay? If you are feeling fatigued or sleepy, your body is wanting you to rest because of previous sleep deprivation or required healing needs. Be kind to yourself. Okay, so if you have somebody like I had with cancer, and they start taking the ASEA, and all of a sudden all they want to do is sleep. Her blood pressure goes way up, and they just want to sleep. Okay, well, that's the body saying they can't tolerate the detox. So lower it, okay? If it's somebody that's not getting any results, I've got a lady right now that she's gone through a bottle and has had no results. And I told her, well, you can either stay at 2 ounces twice a day or you can double it. Okay, she can double it if she wants to, but she doesn't have to. But she can stay, the standard dose is 2 ounces twice a day. Okay, so I hope this helps explain it. Now, if you don't know which form this is and you don't remember which form this is, I've got it on the web page that I made, or I could even email it out to you. It's up to you. But the other thing I want to talk about is the web page. Have all of you seen the email I sent out saying that I made the web page for our team?
Yes, I have it.
Is it different than the Team Reactive East Coast?
Yeah, that's our page. Remember in the last call I said that I was going to make a page for us and I was going to put the recorded calls on there?
Yes.
Okay, I made that.
Okay,
so it is, I hope you guys all have a pencil. It's on my website. So if you go to joyfullivingservices.com, okay, and then under under home, okay, the very left-hand menu button is home. Okay, if you just put your cursor over home, it'll go down and you're going to see a link that says Team West Coast. Okay, it's all one word, Team West Coast. And right now it's open, and right now it's open to everybody. And so, but I'm going to password protect it, and hopefully maybe later this week or next week I'm going to password protect it because I don't want people that don't know anything about this to go on there. But that's where it is. And what you'll find on there is our recorded calls. I've got 3 calls on there so far that we've done together. The training call on November 14th. We had the business building call with Foster, Dr. Foster and Terry. And then we had the comp call last week. And all of those are there, okay? So if you didn't hear them and you want to listen to them again, they're there. And then the support files that I've been talking about, that I've emailed you, that are, you know, files that are really good to have handy, are there. And the one that I'm talking about here for tonight, for the information on the dosaging, is called Questionnaire for New Customers and Associates, and that's on there. Okay, and the other thing that's on the page that I put on there are files to send to prospects who don't have computers or who want a printer or who want you to print stuff for them. Okay, there's 5 files there. That way you don't have to, you know, ask Laura or ask me every time. It's right there. You know, go onto my website and bookmark the page so you have it. And I've got all kinds of stuff on there, you know, the AAA bonus form, the comp plan, Dr. Naidu stuff that we talked about, you know, other things on there. Laura's peak cards that Laura was so great to make for us, and some other things. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions about that? No questions? Yes? No questions?
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, okay. All right.
If she doesn't have the link, I can send it over to her.
I'm sorry?
I said if Brenda doesn't have the link, I can make sure she gets it.
Yeah. You know, I sent it out last week when I made the page, but I didn't hear back from anybody, so I thought, well, maybe, you know, everybody's so busy now with Christmas. So I thought maybe people didn't get it. But if you have my emails, you should have it. But otherwise, it's real simple. Just go to my website, and you'll see it there under Home. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about is this new thing that's coming up. Sunday, I was invited, which was really cool, onto a special training. 10 people were invited on this training for what's called Google Hangout. And this is going to be really good. I'm going to want to use it with our team, but I'm not ready yet. But what it is it's live training. So instead of being on a conference call, we actually all go on our computer and we can see each other. Okay?
See each other's pictures.
No, we can see each other. It's live.
Well, then you have to have a camera on your computer.
You have to have a camera on your computer.
Well, I
don't
have a camera.
You don't have a camera on your computer. Well, you can get one. I'll get you one.
Like you think I want one.
I'm thinking the same thing. I don't have a camera on mine.
I'm sorry, you don't have a camera on yours?
No, but I do got a camera. Me and Laura was playing around with it the other day.
Oh, there you go.
Brenda's buying cameras for everybody.
I'm buying, oh, yeah, okay. I'm buying cameras. Anyway, it's going to be a while before we do this, okay? But it was really, really neat. Paul Tyra, who is our Triple Diamond executive. He's at the tippy top, all right? He's the one that just made $1 million. he's the one that just made $1 million, and ASEA just started the $1 million club for him and Sue Benchley. And Brenchley, okay, pardon me, Brenchley with an R. Yeah, can you imagine making $1 million?
Oh,
that would be nice.
That's why he's always going to Hawaii. Anyway, you know, eventually, hopefully, you'll meet him. He is, you know, he is just nice. He's very down to earth. You know, he doesn't act like he's great or anything. But anyway, he's the one that did the training, and you know, it was the very first training. And what he was saying was just the fact that we could see each other, say hello to each other and ask a question and get it answered was the fact that, you know, it's going to be a very good system. It's on Google, and actually you could just go to Google if you want to check it out. If you, I think you all have a Gmail account. That's all you need is a Gmail account, and you can go to Google, and then when you're in, you'll see on the right side, there's a link there that says Hangout, and you can click on that link, and it says Start a New Hangout. That's as far as I got, so as far as trying to figure it out. But what you do is you invite everybody through their Gmail to go into this meeting at a certain time, just like I do with inviting you here, except that it's live and we can all see each other and ask questions and
so it's like GoToMeeting.com.
Yeah, it's like GoToMeeting, but it's free.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what's so nice. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit because one of the things that they said is that people love to see people. And, you know, since we're a people-to-people business, you know, we're not like, you know, like other companies. We're people-to-people. You know, it's really good if we had some of these conference calls, you know, or like a prospect call and we say, well, do you have a Gmail account? Yes, I have a Gmail account. Do you have a camera on your computer? Well, why don't you come? We're going to do this. We're going to do a prospect. We're going to do this call. And then we can actually see each other instead of just doing it over the phone. So it's more personal.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was really great. But the first thing before even doing that is setting up what's called 22 Social, setting up a 22 Social page. And what they suggested is that we do a, on Facebook, we do a search for 22 Social. And 22 Social is free. You create your own personal welcome message. So what you would have, and Laura, I know that you do a lot of stuff on Facebook, just like I do. What you would have is you would have a business page for ASEA, okay? And on that page, you would have 22 Social, which is allows you to do videos, okay, and put the videos on there. And Paul Tyra has this on his website. So what happens with 22 Social is the first step is when they get to the page is the person would click on the video, okay, and then they would see you or me talking, saying, hi, you know, I'm Brenda Generali, and, you know, I've been in a, you give a very short 1 or 2 minute testimonial about yourself. And it's not a replacement for the three-minute peak, but what ASEA is going to try to do is they are hooking it actually into three peak. So, for instance, if somebody, okay, you have your Facebook page, your personal Facebook page, and then you have the second page, which is your business page, which is the ASEA 22 Social page, okay, and you're going to send Elaine over there, okay, you friend Elaine on your personal page, and then you say, hey, Elaine, could you please like my ASEA page? Okay, and then she's going to click like. Well, once she clicks like, you're notified. Okay, you get a notification in Facebook that so-and-so has liked your page. Okay, and then if they watch a video, then you're going to get a notification that they watched a video, and then also ASEA, you get it notified through your 3-peak. I'm not quite 100% sure how exactly it's all going to hook in, but that's the whole thing, is that it's designed to address prospects. So it's designed to help us go viral on social media, which I think social media is really the way of the future. And Facebook, right. You know, there's so many people. They said if Facebook was a country, it would be the third largest country on the planet.
Wow.
I know. Look at all those people that we could tap into. You know, Elaine here has been pounding the pavement, going out and talking to people about ASEA. Okay, she's been working really hard and going out there and talking to all kinds of people, introducing people to ASEA, and, you know, she's out there working. Just think about tapping into Facebook, into all those people. So this is designed to go viral. They're going to announce it the beginning of January to go viral. What I suggest to you is to if you haven't already, friend Paul Tyra, okay? Laura, did you already friend him?
Yes, and I've talked to him on Facebook a couple of times when I couldn't get a hold of you or Carrie. I asked him a couple of questions.
Right, okay. And Maureen, I don't know, did you friend him? Are you there, Maureen? May have muted out.
I had it on mute. Yeah. No,
like,
I have friended him.
You have or you have not?
I have not.
Okay. I can suggest the friendship if you want. I suggest you friend him because and Brenda and Elaine and, you know, Debbie. You're not on Facebook yet though, right? Okay, I have to get you on Facebook. All right. So once you friend him, then you can see his 22 Social page. Okay. So you friend him. Up at the top where it says search friends or search people or whatever, you type in his name, Paul Tyra, and his last name is T-A-I-R-A. T-A-I-R-A. Tyra.
T-A-I-R-A.
Yeah, I always think of it as T-I-A, but it's the other.
That's what I did.
T-A-I-R-A. Okay, you go to his page, and you'll see his picture and his name. And about, underneath about, it says, ASEA, Triple Diamond Executive at ASEA, Paul Tyra, okay? Now, if you click on that, that's going to take you to his 22 Social page. And you'll see videos there, and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff there that he's done. Now, what he said is, you want to put on there, I want to learn. Okay, I want to learn is a call to action button. Okay, so you don't want to, you know, you want to make a button that says I want to learn, and you'll see that on his page. So for those of you who are on Facebook, 22 Social is free. You make a separate business page. Like what I have a separate business page called Joyful Living Services. Okay, so I could make a separate business page called ASEA Generali or whatever, ASEA, hook it in, and then all my friends, I have like 800 friends that have hooked into Brenda Generali, I'll send all of them. And what he said to do is he said, send everybody an invitation. He said to send everybody an invitation, but only do like 10 people at a time. Don't do it all at one time. He said do like 10 people at a time. So if you have 50 friends on Facebook that are hooked in with you and you've made your 22 Social page, then 10 at a time you send them an invitation to like your ASEA page. And then as they click like, then you contact them and say, I see that you like this, and go on there and watch a video. I've got a video on there. And he said, so that you make it personal. You don't want to send, everybody an invitation right away. You want to do it a little bit at a time and make it personal. And then you can also add Google Hangout to that, which is another step. Now, I don't know if I lost all of you. Did I lose all of you?
Nope, I'm here.
No, I'm still here. My son called right in the middle of it, but I'm here.
You're here, okay. Okay, so that just gives us another avenue, that just gives us another avenue for broadening your circle. And we talked about your circle of friends, your colleagues, and making a list, a living list of prospects, and this just gives you another circle that you can work from. Any questions?
No.
No questions at all? Anybody else have any questions?
Brenda, on the 3 feet you were talking about, it's going to be hooked into a business Facebook page.
Yes, ASEA wants to set it up so that when someone clicks on the 22 Social page, you'll get an email letting you know, and it'll also the information will go directly to 3Peak. So that person that clicked on your 22 Social page, they have their information in Facebook, right? Usually they have their name, if it's a real name, and their email and all that. That information will go directly into your 3Peak so that you can follow up through 3Peak.
Okay. So, because I had helped Brenda and I both set up a Facebook business page for ASEA.
Right, that's the one. Okay, you want to put 22 Social on there.
Okay. I was just wanting to make sure that was what I was doing.
Yes, exactly.
Also,
you've already done that step.
So, Beans, I got my business page already made up on Facebook. I just add the Social 22 to it.
Okay, it's the opposite. It's 22 Social.
22 Social. Yeah, I said that backwards, didn't I?
Yeah, it's 22 Social. So what I suggest that you do is go onto Paul Tyra's site, go onto his his Facebook page. First, you have to friend him if you haven't already friended him. Then go to his, and Brenda, you haven't friended him, so what I suggest you do is send him a friend request, and then at the same time send him a message saying, I'm Brenda, I am an associate with ASEA with Team West Coast. Okay, and he'll know then.
Okay.
Okay, he'll know. You can tell him you're with us, with our team. Or just say you're with Laura, with Brenda, okay, and then he'll know. And then he'll friend you, because I don't know if he's going to friend you just out of the blue.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, so tell him that you're with ASEA, West Coast team, and then once he friends you, then you can look at his Facebook page, and you can click on there and on his 22 Social, and you can look at what he's done and, you know, and learn from him. And then do your own. And then create your own 22 Social page, and then you can create your own YouTube videos and put them in there and basically, you know, do what he's done.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know about all of the details as far as hooking 3Peak in there. You know, I have no idea. I imagine that we're going to get some kind of a link to put in there somehow. But since they haven't, you know, they haven't announced it, they said they'd announce it in January, it's not set up yet.
I imagine it'll be like the Google Analyst that we hook in. Some kind of link like that is what I would think that it would be to track everything.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it is going to be something like that. And then let's see, I have notes here. It says enroll, then scroll down, and it will give an overview, tutorials to help get Facebook set up. So you make a Facebook business page, have a like button. Yeah, exactly. Exactly where I read. And you know, then you have unlimited viewers, on-air broadcast. So then you can, you know, then we can hook up other things in there. Okay?
Sounds good.
Does anybody have any questions about anything that's come up in any respect with ASEA lately?
No, other than I must be detoxing because I've been sleepy lately.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, so now you know or maybe you already knew what to do. So what are you doing about that?
What am I doing about that? Sleeping.
Well, there you go, sleeping. Increase your water.
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do because I don't drink as much water as I should.
Oh, well, there you go. You're probably bogging down. Yep. Increase your water.
I got to increase my water and get away from my coffee.
There you go.
I've been doing the half and half and only decaf coffee at night, and I feel a lot better. I mean,
good.
I feel a lot better, too. But once good. I cut out for cutting that caffeine out, yeah, I can tell the difference.
Yeah, yeah, good. Do you have any questions? Laura, did you get my note on Facebook not very long ago?
Yes, I did. When I got back on the computer about Francis and his diabetes.
Yeah, are you open to talking about that at all?
Yeah, I can talk about it.
Okay, because Debbie's here. Laura's husband is the one that's
Diabetic.
Yeah, so yeah, can you talk about what's going on with your husband now? A little bit?
Sure. He's pretty much on target, 56% of the time. And when I say that, when his numbers are high, it's usually like 181 or 186, you know. I mean, it's always after a meal.
Do you take his blood sugar after 2 hours? 2 hours after he eats?
Yes, we take it 2 hours after he eats, and then I take it before he works out, and then after he gets back. And I usually take it before the ASEA and after the ASEA. So,
okay.
Just to see if, you know, what his numbers are. And every time he takes ASEA, and I have increased him from the 4 ounces to 6 ounces a day. Because I just think that's what he needs, you know, to help, him get, you know, further. I want him to have more than just 56 on target, you know. But he has started eating in the morning or having a some kind of protein, whether it's a protein shake or something in the morning, because he wasn't doing that before. Remember, Brenda? He was only eating twice a day. Now he's not. He's only eating about three times a day now. So, and that includes some kind of protein in the morning, and then lunch and dinner. And then he goes and works out in the evening for about 2 hours.
Every day?
About 5 days out of the week he does, yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
Yeah, and he's usually there for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great.
Okay, and so what are you noticing if you're taking his blood sugar before the ASEA and then you're taking it after the ASEA? What are you noticing any drop in his blood sugar after the ASEA?
Yes, quite a bit. I give it usually about 20 minutes after he takes the ASEA. On one of his high days, he went from 286 down to 205 in 20 minutes after taking the ASEA. And that was the only thing that he had done. You know,
wow, that's really good. That's really good. Okay, so he's pretty much maintaining without the meds, right? He's not back on the meds?
Correct, right. He had been taking the metformin and the glipizide.
Yeah.
And then they increased him to a medicine. It starts with a K. I can't remember what it is. But it was like $300, you know, and there was no way that we could afford that. And we were waiting for his doctor to give us a call back and to get him back just on the metformin and glipizide, and he never did, you know. And my husband was kind of really irritated with him, so he's like, you know what, I know Asiya can make this, you know, can fix me. So we've just been doing that since, and his numbers, he's been more on the – he's had more low days, more normal days than he has when he was on the metformin and glipizide.
Wow. So what do you call normal?
Normal numbers. And he's been in the normal range more, being off the medicines and just taking the ASEA and exercise, than he has when he was on the medicine and exercise.
Normal, is that like 120 and below?
Yeah, before the meal, and then after a meal, you know, no higher than 180.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for the information. That's wonderful.
What's he doing about carbs?
He's watching his carbs. He's not eating a bunch of sugars anymore. He's cut out, because he was a big ice cream person and a big donut person. So he has cut those out, and he has cut out his sodas.
That's very cool for
a
man to do that.
That is definitely motivation right there.
Guys never do that.
Okay, so as far, what about carbs like crackers and chips and bread and all those kinds of things? How, I mean, does he eat those three times a day, once a day, every other day? What's he doing with that?
He hasn't been eating the cookies and crackers. Now, I will tell you, he got high on during Thanksgiving because he had to have the sweets. But he's cut out all the cookies and that kind of stuff. He's had the crackers he doesn't eat, but as far as like bread, he does eat sandwiches for lunch. When he comes home for lunch, he'll have probably one to two sandwiches, and that's it for as far as breads go.
Okay. Do you have other questions? Do you want to ask Laura any other questions?
I want to absorb what I just learned, so maybe I'll have more questions later. Thank you, Laura.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime.
All right, so unless anybody has any other questions, this is going to conclude our team call for tonight, or anybody want to share anything? Nobody has any questions or wants to share anything else?
Yeah, I got something here. I think I do have Paul as a friend, because I just went to his page looking for that 22 social.
Huh?
And I couldn't find it, but I just did find it. But what I had to do is I strolled down to his contact information and clicked on his website that says www.cellnative.com, and I clicked on that, and that brought up 22 Social.
Oh, there you go. Good. Okay.
So
all right.
I don't know if that's how anybody else can get into it or not, but that's how I just found it on mine.
Okay, and then when you're on that page, when you're on the 22 Social page, do you see pictures of him with for video, or is that the actual 22 Social page?
It says, well, it just come up here. It's still coming up. It's working on it. I see where it says Paul Terra, the product. It's not just natural. It's native. I think it's supposed to be a video here, but it's not showing.
Yeah, and I think in the middle there, he's got the, you know, the words belong, become.
Yeah, believe, belong, become.
Okay, that's it. That's
the
it.
The opportunity,
right.
Summary, and how to get started.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
it. That's
up.
Where you want to be. Very good.
Okay.
Yep. And then he's got a box there in the center with his picture on it, and then he's got little buttons underneath there that say, click to learn, or I want to learn. You see those little buttons that says I want to learn?
It says learn more.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are call to action buttons, and that's what he said to put on there.
Oh, okay.
He said to put that on there because that's a positive thing, and that's call to action. We are, and we're directing them to a 3-peak landing page, promotion phase. Yeah. So, yeah, well, now you can just spend some time when you have time and watch his stuff and see how he did it, and then you can make yours, you know, and decide how you want to make yours and get everybody to it that you can. And as far as maybe I should ask him, I can send him a note and ask him how to hook the 3-peak into that, or if they're going to send us a link. Or if we're just supposed to hook in our own 3-peak website. I mean, you know, maybe we're just supposed to put our own 3-peak website in there, but I can ask Paul about that, and then I can let all of you know.
Okay.
So do we just go in now and clone his page? Is that what we do?
Yeah, go in there and look at his page and pretend that you're a prospect. And just go through it and see what you think and what you like and what you think is you could do better or don't like, and then you can pick and choose and create your own and hook it in.
Okay, so we just go ahead and hook it in. Now, I didn't know if we were going to be waiting until after the first for that or not.
You can hook your 20. If you create a 22 social, you can hook that in now. It doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Okay.
Now, what I found out is 22 Social, okay, is free. You get one page, okay, which is what you see right there. That's Paul's page. You get one page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do have another version that costs $22 a month, and in that version, you get 100 pages, okay? So you could actually clone. What he was talking about, cloning the pages. In other words, just make 100 of the same thing and just have them out there in Facebook. So that's, you know, 100 times the availability for people to find you. Now, he said, however, 22 Social has a referral program. If you refer three people to 22 Social, you get the $22 plan for free. And he's saying, you know, we're not in the business to get, you know, we're trying to work with ASEA here. We're not promoting 22 Social. However, if your goal is to get 100 22 Social pages for free, then and you know three people, which you do, Laura. You've got, you know, you've got Brenda, and, okay, and you've got Judy, and you've got your other sister, and you know, if you have other people that want to do the same thing, and refer them to 22 Social, and you get your free 100 pages, if you want that.
Okay,
so there is a way. There's a way to get the second version, the $22 version, for free.
Okay.
See, what I'm not understanding, I wish I knew a little bit more about computers, is you make these pages, but these pages are strictly just for your friends that you have on Facebook, am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So that means you have to go out there and get lots of friends. I'm serious. You know, I mean, I have what, I have like 810 friends on there now. But I didn't find all of them. Some of them have found me. Simply because I have Joyful Living Services there, and then I do all my business through Joyful Living Services, and I'm on Google, and I'm on About Me, and I'm on all these things, and now I have the ASEA group, and I have the iridology group. The iridology group is pulling in people now who I've never heard of. I've got like 85 people on there now, and it's growing. But if you are, Brenda, you're my friend, okay? I have friended you, so you're connected to me. But that means now you're connected to everybody that's connected to me, okay?
Okay.
So you don't have 810 friends, but let's say you post something. Let's say you post, hi, I'm Brenda, and today I'm driving to wherever. Okay, and that goes on your wall. That's going to rotate, and that's going to come on my wall. And one of my 810 friends is going to see it and go, ooh, she looks nice. I think I'll friend her. And then they're going to friend you, and then you have another friend. You know, it's all interwoven and interconnected, and you know how everything says it's such a small world, right?
Right.
And the same thing with Facebook. Whoever you're connected to, you are also connected to all of their friends, and so on, kind of like that old Breck commercial, and so on. Okay. And eventually, it will. I've been kind of sort of watching the wall because the wall rotates. So if you go on your home page, which is your wall, and you go through and you scroll down, you're reading things, and you get bored, you can, you know, hit the little arrow button and make it refresh, and there'll be a whole bunch of new stuff on there, you know, and you can read through that. And then you can be on there for hours refreshing and reading people's posts. And it circulates. It doesn't always have the same thing on there. Just like I posted, you know, I posted something the other night and it was gone. It's like, where'd it go? it was like 10 things down, you know. And so people post and it recirculates and all that. So the key with Facebook is to let everybody know that you're there and get people to friend you and friend them. And, you know, Laura does the same, and you're hooked to her, and Judy does the same,
say,
and you're hooked to her.
I know I don't have no 800 and some odd people on here.
Well, you know, it's you've got me, so therefore you have access to a lot of people.
Okay.
And like I said, and everybody else.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Yep.
Does that help answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, does anybody else have questions or comments that they want to make about anything? Then I think that we will end our call for tonight, and I hope that all of you will have a wonderful evening.
Justin, you too.
All right. Have a good evening. Thank you for being on our call. And I'll put this on our page so that if you want to listen to it again, it'll be there. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.